The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the 4.0 Pod with DJ Non. I'm so excited to have you here with me, where I'm diving into how to keep a 4.0 in the midst of a very busy college life. Balancing the academics and social life of college can be a pretty hefty task. And in this podcast, I'm breaking down how to maintain high grades and just be an overall high achiever at the college level. So please dive in with me in the 4.0 Pod. This is episode one of the 4.0 Pod. And in this episode, I will be talking about scheduling. And scheduling is such an important aspect of achieving great grades while in school or whenever you're learning specific tasks. So over the course of this episode, I'm going to be talking about the scheduling tips that I use, including Google Calendar, reminders, and keeping a little journal or a notepad or paper. Those are just three things that I'm going to talk about and dive into over the course of this episode. So first off, let's dive into Google Calendar. So Google Calendar, for those of you that don't know what it is a free platform that is available by simply just having a Google account. So anything with gmail.com that you have email-wise, you are eligible for a Google Calendar account. And what makes Google Calendar so helpful is that it's very easy to use, and you can put all of your assignments or reminders early, anything like that to help keep you organized. I mean, birthdays, tasks, anything that's going on in your life, you can put in your Google Calendar, and you can have it on your phone in widgets, if you're an iPhone user, or widgets on your Android. So you can see all of the things that you have coming up in the day, week, month, and it really helps to understand what you have going on. This can include your class schedules, your assignments, things like that. I personally use Google Calendar to put in all of my class times, you know, my basketball schedule, any work or jobs that I'm doing. And that's the bulk of what I use Google Calendar for. But it can also be used to organize your tasks and things of that nature. The other thing that I love about Google Calendar is that you're able to color code things. And for me, being a visual person and a visual learner, color coding is really nice. So for example, for any basketball related tasks, those are going to be orange. For any, like my off days are green, for example. I mean, that's just subjective to myself. Weightlifting kind of falls in to the basketball category of orange. And then I just color code, like my business classes are yellow. Any other like GEs or any other classes that I'm taking will be like a blue or a purple. It doesn't really matter. And that's kind of where your own brain works and your own creativity. But it does allow for some customization within Google Calendar, which I think is really nice. And really just, it helps me stay on top of everything I have coming in terms of the week, day by day. Because I think another thing that's really important for students that want to achieve good grades is, yes, like be aware and look at your syllabus and all that good stuff. But I find scheduling to be very important. And I've also noticed that I like the interface and the user experience on Google Calendar over other apps that would maybe provide similar, you know, a similar service. So this would be the first place that I would start for you if you are looking to dive into, you know, scheduling better and being more on top of being much more on top of everything that you're doing with scheduling your days out and scheduling your plans. So in addition to Google Calendar, I want to talk about the use of the Reminders tab. So the Reminders app is something that's on iPhone. So if it's Android, if you're an Android user, it might be something different. But I'm pretty sure most phones in general have, you know, something that, you know, serves this purpose. So the Reminders tab is really nice because it's embedded in your phone. So I'll just say I'm speaking specifically from the iPhone lens. Just keep in mind, if you are an Android user, you probably have an app that offers something similar. I just wanted to say that before talking about this feature. So the Reminders tab is really cool because you can create lists. So for example, my list that I have in my app is schoolwork, basketball, podcast, overall reminders, and then today. And for each one, I have a different icon. So for my schoolwork, it's a book icon, basketball being a basketball, podcast being a microphone, reminders just being like three lines, and today is like a star. So I chose these five because it's the five most important things that I need to be on top of over the course of a day, week, month, etc. So in my schoolwork section, it's pretty self-explanatory. I would be putting any assignments, any papers I have coming up in there as like just a long term. All right, these are my assignments I have coming up. Let's just keep that right there, so I can check and I can always see that as a running tally. Basketball, that would be like anything I need to do as far as like anything my coach tells me to do, preparation, travel plans, things like that, or any like time I have a specific training, or if I'm coaching, I'll put my reminders in there. As well as for the podcasting folder, that's like if I have to remind myself to like post shorts or post a graphic or things like that. And reminders is just general things I need to do. So like if my mom texts me that I need to like submit like an order or I don't know, something random, like my mom needs me to do a task, I'll just put that there as like just a general reminder. And then the today folder, what are the things I absolutely have to get done today, non-negotiable? That is in my today folder. I think this is a really helpful folder because I almost put the task in there as this has to happen, or like I almost like I can't sleep until it's over. That might be a bad mindset for some, but it works for me because it makes me prioritize and make sure that I really get everything in that done. And by using these five lists, I can check things off as I go. And I found that feeling alone of checking things off during the day aids in feeling more productive, just feeling better about myself and everything that I'm getting done in the day, because you get a little bit of like a dopamine hit almost of just like checking off one of the things that you had to get done for today. One thing I would warn about reminders is don't put a whole bunch of unnecessary reminders in there just to feel like you're getting a lot of things done, because you can obviously trick yourself into that and you're really just quote unquote getting stuff done, but real things aren't actually, you know, getting accomplished. You just like say you got to eat a piece of fruit. You don't put that on your reminders tab. Oh, eat a banana. That's not something that would go there, at least in my experience. Cause I'm speaking about what I use this for. I find that you just use the reminders app for things that are important and things that really need to get done. If you want to make an extra list where you have something like that, go ahead, be creative. But I would recommend if your goal is success in the classroom and getting good grades and becoming an overall high achiever, then really use these reminders for serious things only. So the third piece that I want to share about scheduling is a journal / index card / notes. So this is something that I have found to be pretty helpful for people that are more, you know, they like the physical copy or writing things down by hand. Both of the previous options that I gave were both digital, and some people don't respond in that way. So I wanted to also share something that I have used in the past as well, is doing like a physical journal or a physical notebook where I keep all of my things that I have due, any assignments on paper. So I have a small notebook that I keep in my backpack where not only I fill it with, you know, 10 pieces of gratitude every morning, that's a little side note, but also where I'll write down major tasks of the day. And something that's really helpful about the paper copy is that by writing down, you know, by hand, it'll kind of burn into your memory better than typing it and forgetting it. Because oftentimes you'll just type in, you know, something that you have later, you'll just throw it in your calendar and it might slip your mind unless you get the notification. But by physically writing it out, you're, you know, putting that reminder into your brain a little bit better. So I think that there's definitely benefits to both. You know, living on our phones, living on technology, it's really easy to go the Google Calendar reminders route. But also, I think you can still get really good results with an old-fashioned notebook. So just stay very organized with your notebook, you know, write things out, bullet points. You can still, you know, cross things off on the list. Everything can still be the same. It's just in that paper notebook fashion. So I think that is probably just another option. And out of these three, pick one, pick two, try all three of them, see whatever works for you. But I found that a combination, or really like a blend of all three of them, is the best approach, because there's times that maybe the notebook is going to respond a little bit better than, you know, the Google Calendar. Maybe you forget to update the calendar and all you have is your notebook with you. Anything like that, I think it's important to have different ways and different options when you're creating reminders for yourself and when you're trying to remember certain things. Because you have to remember, in college, yeah, you're there to learn and you're there to get a degree and all that good stuff, but we're also there for self-development and self-improvement and finding who you are. So in doing that, you learn and you respond in different ways. So when you leave school and you leave college, you're on your own and you're going to be responsible for a much greater responsibility of tasks, you know, bills, groceries. So these skills that you learn in college or in this period of your life, the skills that you learn here on the 4.0 pod, even, you can apply these high achieving, high organizational skills across the board in your life. So, I mean, remember to keep that in mind, that you're building these habits, you're building everything you're working on. It's transitional across your life, because you got to think, if I have a bill or a mortgage payment due, I have car payments, insurance, there's, you know, going to get groceries. You have to organize all of these, you know, the spending in and out. And there's other apps and things you can do for that. But by learning, you know, these processes of staying organized and scheduling your day and just being planned and don't walk into a day without knowing what you need to do, I feel like that lesson or that, you know, learning process is so valuable over the course of your life. So something that I highly recommend, you know, considering and implementing now. So college students listening, please try one of these three or all three of them and see what works for you. I think it could be very beneficial for you in college right now and getting your degree and achieving great grades and making your family proud, or even just making yourself proud, but also thinking about your future and everything else beyond that as well, that you're learning skills that you can use for the rest of your life. And there's no amount of value that you can put on something like that. So just a lot to consider there. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to join me here on the 4.0 pod. Really excited. Going to have a lot more content coming out the next couple of weeks as we're working. So thank you so much. And we'll see you back here on the 4.0 pod.